Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Achrei Mais Kedoshim, and we note that we're already 21 days into Sefiras HaOmer, or could it be we just started, already almost halfway to Shavuos, for which we have to prepare adequately. The very first perek of Parshas Achrei Mais deals with the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, as I believe is well known. But before that, the Torah tells us that there's a lav on the Kayin, Ayavei B'cholei Sala Kodesh, that a Kayin, nobody, but even a Kayin or a Kayin God was not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'chol Eis, whenever he wants. B'zayis Yavei Aaron Ala Kodesh only, which it says here. This is well known. Everybody is aware of the idea that going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is also except on Yom HaKippurim. There's something which disturbed me about this that I don't know why, I don't remember realizing other years, but as I was looking at the Parsha, the following question troubled me. It sounds like, and that's certainly the perception people have, is that the Isser of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a very unique Isser. You can only go in when you do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The rest of the time, you're not allowed to go in. Actually, it's not so. It's not unique at all. As a matter of fact, the whole Heichal is a place that a person is not allowed to go unless he's there to do the Avodah. Only a Kayin who goes in to do a particular Avodah is allowed to go in. There's a Isra Raista to go in anywhere. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Darshins, Ayave B'choleis Ala Kodesh Zeh Kodesh HaKodeshim, V'beis HaPareches LaHazir HaKol HaBayis. The entire Bayis, the whole area, is all Osir. So something of a Dava Pella that to people it seems like this is something unique about Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now really, hold on a minute. The truth is, it's not people. It's a Mishnah and Kalim. The first Tarek of Mishnah is Kalim. I think it's well known. It counts the 10 levels of Kedusha. And there, it says, L'mayla mehen, higher than the other levels of Kedusha, is the Makudish mehen, she'enich, there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, she'enich nisham al-Kayin Gol v'yame Kippurim sh'asa avayda. That's only the Kayin Gol v'kagolim v'sh'asa avayda. That's a higher Kedusha. Now, maybe it's a higher Kedusha, but it's a higher Kedusha because only the Kayin Gol goes in Mishas Avayda. Really, the Menorah too. Will you stand by the Menorah? Einich Nesham Ela, Kayin Mishas Avayda. The Shulchan too. Einich Nesham Ela, Mishas Avayda. So it's all strange that we're saying it's more Kaddish because you're not allowed to go there except Mishas Avayda. Where really that din is true about the entire area of the Beis HaMikdash. It just seems to be a fact that the Kodesh HaKadoshim has a once-a-year Avodah, and the Menorah has a twice-a-day Avodah. The Shulchan, for example, is once a week. Are we going to say, well, the Shulchan, the area when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, on the right side, which has the Shulchan, is more Kaddish than on the left side, which has the Menorah, because the Shulchan, you only could go there once a week, and by the Menorah, you could go twice a day. I don't know. It needs something of an explanation. Now, don't get me wrong. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is called Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's holier than the Kodesh. But the fact that the Mishnah says it's because, it's Mekodesh Tvei, because needs something of an explanation. Let's move on to the main point I'd like to bring out today. When you mount a Sedra and you learn Achrei Mais, or you listen to Laining, it strikes you. It doesn't mention Yom HaKippurim until Pasuk Chavtes or Pasuk Lamed. Actually, Pasuk Lamed, Chavtes mentions fasting on Yom Kippur. But you can read the whole first 28 Pesukim and not know that it's talking about Yom Kippur. It says the B'zayis Yavei Aron HaKodesh, and it mentions the things that we know are part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. But it's something strange. This kasha is asked by the Chachmas Adam. In the back of the Chachmas Adam, which is the Halacha Sefer, after the section Matzevus Maisha, which is in the laws of Avelus, with which the Chachmas Adam ends, he put in a Dvar Torah. He said that it ends with Dini Avelus. Shem Shem Kippur Mechaper Kach Misa Sadiqa Mechaper. So let me tell you a part about Yom Kippur Mechaper. And his first kasha there is that Mishunim Parshasum, the Kala Parshias of the Yom Tovim, all the other Parshias, it first says Be'ezei Yom, Bacha Kach Mashi Ekrivu. It always starts in Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Emor, starts with the day, and then it says what to bring. Over here, it says what to bring, says what to do, and then at the end, it tells you what day. He asks why. He brings a second question. The second question, there's a number of questions, but there's another question here. The question is, why it keeps on saying Aaron HaKayan, Aaron HaKayan? It mentions usually Kayanim, and then it usually says that V'hidlik HaSaneris, V'hidlik HaHaron HaSaneris, it has to keep on mentioning Aaron. It's a diuk which bothers the Chachmas Adam as well. It bothers him as well. There are other diukim that he makes, and in order to answer the question, he quotes the Gra. And this is a Gain which has been published in Kael Eliyahu on the Parsha, and then perhaps in other places in the Parsha as well. The Gain asks why it mentions the par that the Kohen Gadol brings, and not the seven Sevim, the seven sheep that are the Musaf of Yom Kippur. It's not mentioned in this week's parasha. And therefore the Gaon says a Dover Chidush Ma'id. Dover Chidush Ma'id. He says that Aaron HaKohen, only Aaron HaKohen, was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim any day of the year. Any day. Bezais Yavei Aaron HaKodesh. There's a condition. Bezais. He had to do the Avodah that's mentioned here in order to be able to go in on Yom Kippur. Now, of course, it doesn't mention the Musaf of Yom Kippur, because this pasuk is not referring to Yom Kippur specifically. It's referring to any day of the year. It's just certain things that have to be brought and certain things that have to be done when Aaron HaKohen goes in. So he can make a man of Yom Kippur any day he wants. To go in without it is an issur. But otherwise, Aaron HaKohen uniquely could come in at any time that he wants. And that diuk, says the Chachmas Adam, explains why it doesn't mention Yom Kippur till the end, because what it was saying is universal. It's any time for Aaron HaKohen. And then at the end it mentions that any time it's a reshus. If you want, you go in. If you don't want, you don't go in. On Yom Kippur, it's a chiyuv. You're obligated to go in. As I talked to Gra, so for the whole 39 years, or from the basic issue, it was 39 years, it was Nissen. So the whole 39 years, Aaron HaKohen, until he died, Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go in any day he wanted if he wanted to do Yavod Yom Kippur, he had a right to go in any time he wants. So this is a chiddush of the Gra, and it answers State Apsukim, it answers why it mentions Aaron's name repeatedly. It answers why the Kvasim are left out. The seven sheep that are the Karban Musaf. And it's very, very geschmack. And this is also what is brought down in the Chachmas Adam, Rabbi Yaakov here in the Sefer, and Mr. Yaakov alludes to this Gra as well. Still doesn't have a clarity about why it should be this way, why Aaron HaKohen could go in any day. Did he go in any day? Did he actually do it? Didn't he do it? It's a mysterious idea that the Gaon mentions here. I've seen, and I apologize, I don't remember where, that this Gaon can be explained based on a Sepharno in Parshas Emor, and next week's Parsha. The Sepharno in Parshas Emor says, that it says Yarech Oisai Aaron, it says the Menorah should be done by Aaron, even though a Kohen had yet his mutter. He explains the following. He says that Yom Kippur is the most Kaddish of all the days of the year. It's a place that has an inherent Kedusha, and there's a Shechinah Shaira there. It says, in the Midbar, where they had the Anani HaKavod, every day the Shechinah was Shaira. Every day was a Me'en. And since on Yom Kippurim, the Kayin Gadol Dafka is supposed to do the Avaida, so therefore, Yaruch HaYisei Aaron, every day is in the Midbar was the man of Yom Kippur, the man of that highest Kedusha. Yom Kippur was probably higher, but a man of that Kedusha, something of that Kedusha, came out in the Midbar, where the Anani HaKavod was there every single day. So just like Yom Kippur sheds light, so to speak, and gives a higher Kedusha, the Anani HaKavod gives a higher Kedusha also. And Mela every day had that sense of Ki Yom HaKippur. According to that, so we understand that in the Midbar, the Kohen Gadol could go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim because every day had that level of Kedusha. Every day had that Mela of Kedusha. And Mela, so now we understand. Aaron HaKohen comes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim when? When there's a Giloy, when there's a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's similar to the Yom Kippur Giloy, and that sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something unique in Yom Kippur, and in the Midbar, it was something that took place every single day. So it's not just that Aaron could go in, but it sheds light on the whole picture. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim four times, two and two. What do I mean by that? Well, if you read the parasha carefully, you'll see three times. Where do you see three in the parasha? Well, he went in for the spraying of the blood, spraying of what blood? Well, you should have said it this morning. You say, par desar shi'ay makipurim. You mentioned two distinct karbonas, the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, which is Shtosa Matzafan, Kibdosh Reis Matzafan, Vidomantan, Hazoya, Albein Habadim, Allah Praises, Al-Mizbachazah. And the blood of the par, and later the part of the soil, was Shritz, Albein Habadim, Allah Praises, Al-Mizbachazah. Praises, Al-Mizbachazah, you're outside the Kodesh HaKodesh. Bein Habadim is in the Kodesh HaKodesh. So the Kohen Gadol had to go in once for the par, to Shritz the Dam HaPar, Bein Habadim, and then later, when the soil was ready, he went in a second time to the Shvitz Adam for the Sayer. That's two times. Hazaya Abein Abad. Besides that, he went in, of course, to bring the Ketairis. And he went in later to take out the Ketairis, as I mentioned in the parish, but to take out the Kaf, which was used for the Ketairis. So he went in twice for the Ketairis, once to bring it in, once to bring it out, and twice for Hazaya Saddam, once for the Dam HaPar and once for the Dam HaSar. So these are the four times he went in, and they're reflected in two Mishnayos in Yuma. Nun Beis Amid Beis mentions the Ketairis, and the Mishnah Nun Gimel Amid Beis mentions going in for the spraying of the blood, which was done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim as well as outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So he went in four times. Rabbi Yashiv, they printed Horus al Torah, and in the back, a section on Yom Kippur. This year, Yom Kippur, I saw in Rabbi Yashiv Sefer that he explains it in a technical way, as is his style, that there are two different Avodas. If you're Medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnayos and the Lashon of the Pesukim, you'll see that there are two things. How so? Well, in the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amid Beis, it mentions going in for the Ketairis, and then Gimel Amid Beis, the spritzing. There, it says, Nichnas b'makim shenichnas, v'amed b'makim shamed, that he went in the Bayis Sheni, to the place where he stood in the Bayis Rishon, v'amed b'makim shamed, and he stood in the place, Bein Habadim, and that's where he spritzed. But Yashiv asked, why does it say that? By Nun Beis Amid Beis, when you're going for the Ketairis, You say Nixus Amakim Shenixus Amakim Shavet, just like you say it over there. And he says, he answers that there are two distinct reasons to go, that Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shemidayik in the Pesukim, he goes in for the Hazaya. He goes to the Hazaya, where? Abin Abadim. It's a certain Mishnah, or our Pareches. He goes in to do a certain specific Avodah. Separately, he goes in for the Ketores. The Ketores is something else. The Ketores, the person says, Lefnei Hashem. It's a different going in. It's a going in to be Mishtasheya, Lefnei Hashem, to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you bring in the Ketores. It raises the standing of the Lefnei Hashem, and it raises that which is done Lefnei Hashem. And so therefore, there are two Avodas. There's an Avoda of the Aron, the Hazoya was done, the Torah says, by the Kapiris, which is of course the Aron. And then there's separately, the Kapiris is just Lefnei Hashem, which is the Avoda of Lefnei Hashem, which is absolutely a distinct part of the Avoda. That's how he explains it. That's how he explains the two aspects. Now, according to this, the aspect, going back to the Sephardim, said in the Midbar, it was always what? It was always Lefnei Hashem. It wasn't always Bein Habadim, depends where you were. But there are, of the Anani HaKavid, the Anani Esh, there, it's always Lefnei Hashem, so we can understand that they were always doing the Avodah as Lefnei Hashem. And the Mele, that the Kohen Gadol could do Yom Kippurim on that day. So it sheds a little bit of light on the background of the Gain. The Gain says the Kohen Gadol could go in any day, not the Kohen Gadol. Only Aaron HaKohen could go in, but not a different Kohen Gadol. Only Aaron HaKohen, he can go in whenever he wants. The Sfarna said, because in the Midbar there was this oyer of that Adi HaKavit, so therefore it was okay to go in. Rabbi Yashar explains that it's Amid Lefnei Hashem. Amid Lefnei Hashem, that Aaron HaKohen could do any day he wants. They're going to ask me if it's because of the Midbar. So when Aaron died, Eliezer should be able to, his son should be able to do it. The answer is no. When Aaron died, the Anani HaKavu and Estalku. This is all a part of the Anani HaKavu. So this is an insight into the Avodah of Kippurim a little bit, and hopefully help us understand the Tchilas HaParasha. And with this, I want to wish everybody an absolutely extraordinary and wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.